Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Public policy is comprised of those civil government rules that are legally binding and therefore enforceable against citizens. Now, not every American is expressly involved with public policy. Most people are busy trying to work so they can pay their extremely high tax bills. Homeschool parents are busy teaching their children the Christian worldview. So there is not always time to spend on affecting public policy so that it properly reflects the Christian worldview. But for your own benefit, here are a few tips for you regarding what education public policy should look like from the Christian perspective. First, the property taxes are improper. More specifically, property taxes that go to fund the civil government school system. The reason property taxes are unbiblical is because the earth is the Lord's and only He can exact a tax for it. Also, the default should not be that your child must attend a civil government school. The default should be your child must attend a home school, your school. If you need help, then go to your church or band together with your neighbors. Furthermore, curriculum must be Christ-centered. The civil government can promote Christ-centered curriculum. In fact, they should. But the civil government must not use the humanists' tax dollars to provide for a Christian education. Finally, there should be no civil government school system. Those are the large public policy goals that you should be aware of and that you should promote. As I've talked about before, steer clear of promoting education vouchers, as even so-called conservatives are unaware that education vouchers are just more central planning. And steer clear of, quote-unquote, reforming the civil government school system, as it should not exist in the first place. Since it cannot be reformed, it must be abolished. And I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through DeconstructingTheColiseum.com.